Chapter 3. Alter Egos. In early November 2007, Aaron DeVries, an epidemiologist at the Minnesota Department of Health, MDH, in St. Paul, drove to Austin to review the medical records of workers from Quality Pork Processors reporting a shared set of mysterious symptoms. MDH had received a call from Daniel LaChance, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic, worrying that these cases might represent a new form of peripheral neuropathy emanating from the slaughter operation. After initial review, LaChance couldn't rule out the possibility that the illness was foodborne or even transmissible from person to person, so he urged the department to investigate immediately. DeVries was a young man, just a few years out of medical school, with only 3 months under his belt at MDH. But he had already earned a reputation as a careful and caring medical investigator. After Hurricane Katrina, he had gone to Lafayette, Louisiana, as part of the Medical Reserve Corps to provide primary care to evacuees, and he had recently begun working with HIV/AIDS patients at the University of Minnesota's Delaware Street Clinic. Upon arriving at the Austin Medical Center, DeVries began reviewing patient health records, going down his checklist, striking out possible sources of the QPP workers' illness. First and foremost, there were no reports that workers' families were suffering from similar symptoms, so the disorder didn't seem to be transmissible by human-to-human contact. But their complaints, DeVries quickly realized, were inconsistent with any known infections. Like LaChance, he concluded that the illness had to be a new kind of autoimmune disorder, most likely triggered by something inside the plant. When he was done reviewing patient histories, DeVries went directly to QPP, where he was given a quick tour of the line by Carol Bauer and then shown to a conference room where he met with owner Kelly Wadding and human resources manager Dale Wicks. Wadding made a rough sketch of the warm room where all of the sick employees worked, and Wicks pulled up each worker's station ID so Wadding could mark his position on the line. The map confirmed what Richard Schindler at the Austin Medical Center had already surmised. Almost all of the workers were clustered at or near.